Welcome to Light Logic, the podcast that discusses everything you need to know about low voltage lighting. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. You're listening to Light Logic. Thanks for tuning in to the Light Logic podcast. Today, our host, Dustin Stark, has an in-depth conversation with Jessica Zavalia from Zavalia Associates about how lighting demos play a huge role in her business and how demos lead to sales. Thanks for listening to the Light Logic podcast.
Hi, my name is Dustin Stark. I'm with Unique Lighting, and thank you for joining us on Light Logic podcast. Today, we're going to be talking to Jessica Zavalia from Zavalia Associates, and we're going to be going over some of the things that she has done through demos and before and after. And she'll be discussing some of her successes. So welcome, Jessica.
Hi, Dustin. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming. What's that?
Of course. I'm a landscape designer in Westchester County, and we do design build. And we integrated some lighting into our plans, and it has changed our plans from start to finish dramatically. So
Excellent. How did you do lighting before you started demos?
So I always was intrigued by lighting because I think it was the last piece of the design build process. But it scared me because I never understood it. I'm not an electrician, I'm a designer. So I understand what looks good, but I didn't understand the layers of lights. I took a couple courses at the New York Botanical Gardens, but I still was scared to do it. So I had met Dustin, who kind of introduced me to lighting and educated me in more of a practical sense of how it works. Because if I'm going to integrate something into my designs, I need to know how it works and what the benefits are to my clients and why they would want to invest in it. So we discussed different ways of doing it, and then we did a demo kit and we started doing demos. Because lighting is very subjective, I think it's so important to be able to show and demonstrate the lighting goals and priorities. And by doing the demos, it's kind of changed and built a lot more confidence in the way we integrated and sold lighting in our designs.
Absolutely. So what was the favorite part of doing a demo for you?
Oh, I absolutely love when we show up on site and it's pitch dark and we go and we put on the lights. It's amazing when people see what the house looks like with the lights on. They're so excited. They're emotional. And it just changes the way they perceive their outdoor spaces. And as a lifestyle designer, it's so important to me to make sure that my clients will use the space longer. So when they have that first reaction to the demo and it ties everything we've worked on for so long together, it's just awesome.
Yeah. Well, I can appreciate that. You know, I always tell people it doesn't exist unless there's light. So anyway, there is a lot of emotion that goes into that when you flick that switch. So anyway, as far as demos, why do you think the demos are important, an important part of your selling preparation?
So the demos, like I said, I'm a lifestyle designer, and I do like to accommodate my clients' needs and goals and priorities. And one of the most important things to me is understanding the form and the function of the lighting. And so when you're going on site and you turn on those lights, you're going to get that reaction response. And then once that sort of settles down, you start walking through what your intention in the design is. And you can only do that when you're on site and you have that demo up. And what that allows you to do is, for example, discuss layers of lighting, why we chose what lights we did, why, what this part of the design, the intent of it. For example, if we're lighting up part of the house versus the gardens, why, how we diffuse the light, how we add the light, the different temperatures of light. And what's amazing is, you know, when we're doing the demos, Dustin's able to change our temperature. He's able to change our wattage. And it's amazing for people to see how they can change and their moods and their feelings. And then sometimes people want it all. And when they want it all, it allows us to be able to give it to them, but also show it to them and how they're going to use it. So the demos are imperative for me because it's an investment and it's a thoughtful investment in your lifestyle. And I want to be able to give that to the client with a very good justification of what we're doing, why we're doing it. And then once they come back to me and we go through the budget, it allows me to explain to them why we did what. And then we go back to what their goals and priorities are. And then that will guide the design process and implementation.
I think that's a great point, Jessica. And I completely agree with you on that. You know, I always look at contractors in the sense where sometimes when presenting a proposal, the client doesn't quite understand what it is that they're getting. So bringing this whole process into an actual vision that they'll be able to understand helps them allow to make a decision more easily.
And like to control a bit of the process, right? It is their investment. At the end of the day, I only want to give them what they want. So it gives them a little bit of control over what they're going to get, what they want and why. And then ultimately, you're going to have a happy, successful client. And that's my goal, right? So having the demo lends to that experience as a lifestyle designer.
So when you are actually doing a demo, do you normally come across contractors that might have, or not contractors, I mean your clients, who might actually have a budget proposed to you? And if so, do you tackle that in a way where you simplify your demos, or do you show them the picture and kind of explain to them what they can have with the budget they're looking for?
So what I like to do is really give them everything. I like to give them the whole plan so they can see it conceptually. Then once we go through that, and I understand the 2D maps that I see, when we go through the line by line items, I know exactly what we're highlighting and why we're doing it and what the execution actually means. So if from a budgeting perspective, we need to, for example, scale down a budget, what I often propose is doing it in phases. And if we don't do it in phases, then my next proposition is tackling it almost in, I would say it's called light blocking, where we're focusing on areas and what we're trying to do with that. So for example, maybe they can't afford to do the whole house, then let's focus on the gardens. But if they, during the demo, loved the way the house lit up, then we'll do the lighting on the house instead of the lighting in the garden. So it's really based on what's most important to them. Okay. And then we guide them. But I'd rather give them everything, because I think when you start compromising on the lighting, they don't understand that there's diffusion of light, there's light shadows. And once we see everything, if they want to take out a layer of the lights, because there's the different layers of lights, they need to understand what happens when we do that. And if they are okay with what happens, that means they're okay with what they're spending. I'm not comfortable spending other people's money. So I just want to make sure that they're good with what they're getting and the value that they see in it. So that's sort of how I tackle the budget part of the lighting demos. We're doing another demo this week because the client, it's not about budget. He just needs to see it and he wants to understand it and he wants to see the value in it. And I think it's important that they have that opportunity to see and do that.
Yeah. And as far as that goes, I mean, that was a client that you and I had done recently, their backyard, I believe, and they were very satisfied with the end results of that demo. And now they're passing towards the front to see.
They wanted to do both. They just don't. So once again, we talk about light blocking. So they loved the back. They understood the back, but we didn't do the full scope of the front. So when you talk about the demos, right, when you talk about what we proposed and what they saw, I feel like because they didn't see the full project, it was hard to walk them through what they were giving up or keeping in. So we offered to do the demo of the front so that we can walk through, and they're very confident with what they're investing in the front. And then at that time, when we're at the demo, Dustin, you're able to shut off the lights on the house and just do the gardens, shut off this light. And that really allows them, myself also, to justify the design intent. So if we take out this layer of lights, then you're going to have shadows. So then we offer a solution. We don't want this out. So then what about this light fixture? You know, and so you really are working together and collaboratively with a team of people to get your ultimate end result for the client.
Yeah. So, you know, it that made me think of this this property that you're talking about. You mentioned CCT earlier when we were talking. Can you talk to a little bit how you utilize CCT and what the customers, the client's reaction was on that CCT in the backyard?
Yeah, talk explain to people what the CCT is before I move forward, because if anyone's
it's all the color temperature, the color correlated temperature.
Right. So
where we use those the controlling on the vivid.
Right. So this is really important. We've done a couple demos, and depending on your, as a designer, you know how colors absorb light, and it's really important to understand how they're read on when you're putting them on a house or a structure or a patio. So if you want a cooler, some clients tend to go for a cooler look, and some people like the warmer look. For example, when you're on a white house, look at the Capitol. I mean, it has a very white, clean white. That could look yellow just by changing the temperature of the lights. So on that specific project, we were lighting up a pergola and the stonework. Now on the client loves the cooler lighting, but we showed him both the cooler and the warm lighting. And then on the house, we did warm lighting and cool lighting on the garden beds. Now, because the house had a lot more warmer temperatures, we were okay separating the lighting blocking, so that we could give him almost that moonlighting feel in the pergola area and that warmer lighting along the house garden beds that looked a little bit more natural. So that was a huge example of how we were able to use the temperatures in a demo to really fine tune what the client wants. It's just elevated design, right? It's elevated. Yeah. You're bringing a different level of elevation to the design and the intent. And if you're going to invest, I believe it's important for the client to see that and understand why.
And that was a great example of how lighting is subjective. And you going through all those the processes with your demos, it's actually allowing your clients to make a comfortable decision.
You remember the other house that we did? We did half, it was a white house, that Greek colonial house. We did half in warm and half in cool. The white, like, the warm, and the husband liked the cool. So then we had to, like, now that's another thing we don't talk about, is like making everyone happy. And because it's so subjective, we had to find the temperature that they both compromised on. So another example of how it's so important during the demo to understand perception.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great point. So what are some of the other design principles you are you use during the demos to explain to your client the intentions of your design?
So there's a lot of balance in light, and there's a lot of different ways to highlight different things. So if, for example, in my landscape design plan, I have a focal point at which I want to highlight, obviously that's going to be, you use light at a higher intensity, so it sticks out a little bit more because it's your focal point. If you're doing perimeter lighting, you want it to feel natural. So you want it, you don't want it to be highlighted. So you want to make sure it blends nicely and it blends easily. And then being able to show your client these two different ways of using layers of lighting, it's just the way you design, the way we design our planting beds. We use layers to show dimension and depth. And to me, that's very important because once again, it shows a different level of design. And you spend so much time in investing in your plants and your hardscapes, being able to highlight them so that it looks like a painting instead of like a big bright blob. You can tell bad design, but good design, it just feels right. And I feel like that is also the same when it comes to lighting. It's still a design element, and being mindful of your principles and your execution is very, very important.
Yeah. You know what, there was one job in particular that I remember you doing that I can't remember exactly where it was, but I remember you had me turn the upper level off, where it was just the main level, because your client was saying, why do I need everything? And we utilized that whole process there on grouping and zoning during that demo to allow them to see and understand.
And they did it all, remember? They ended up doing it all. And it was so important because it's just like color blocking, it's light blocking, right? So you see a house And you think about it, it's you see all these dark spots, right? So if you don't have that natural diffusion of light, the house looked from like a a two-story house to a one-story house. And it was all because of the lighting, because we only lit up the first floor. Now that's kind of interesting. So your house, when you're driving by it at night, now you've lost the whole essence of your home, the whole scale, the whole perspective. You want to highlight and balance it so that it is, you don't have those issues of the color awkward blocking where it looks like a mistake, and you don't want it to look like a mistake. And it's important for the clients to understand, if you don't do this, then this is what it will look like. Ultimately, it's up to the client to make that decision.
Okay. As far as once you get the demo done, what is the next process that you're usually taking on that?
So the demo is complete, and then we walk through a budget review meeting. The budget review meeting then allows the clients to see the lighting fixtures that are chosen, the lighting placement of where they're going, and then we determine you know, how many lights we have, what we're using, and then we budget. And then if we have to scale things back, I do it by groupings, because I don't like to compromise on the overall and overarching theme of what we're trying to execute. So if we have to do it in phases, I'd rather phase. If they want to do it all, we do it all at the same time. But there is definitely a budget review meeting where it allows me to walk through the design and the intent of the design.
And you utilize our CAD design system?
We work with the CAD designs, which is huge, because that sort of allows me to mark out and explain everything to them. And you're combining both the visual and the oral experience. And then you go right into the budgeting, which is the numbers, right? And it is important for them to feel comfortable with that.
Great. Well, Jessica, this was a lot of good information. I really do appreciate you coming and joining us on Light Logic Podcast. I look forward to working with you many more times out in the field, and I thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dustin. We love working with Light Logic.